Good morning, Central Oregon. Welcome to the 1110 KBND Thursday Morning News. I'm Dave Jarvis in for the count, Frank Bonacquesti, and in the news chair is Kim Birchfield.
Good morning. A measure that would allow some college campuses in Oregon to establish their own police departments wins final legislative passage. It's now on its way to the governor's desk. The House voted 48-12 to clear the Senate-passed measure. It would give the State Board of Higher Education authority to allow campuses in the Oregon University system to create their own police departments. The bill was drafted at the request of the University of Oregon, which will likely be the first of seven affected campuses to request permission to establish that police department. An increasing number of U.S. representatives are criticizing President Obama for not getting authority from Congress after taking military action against Libya. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports it's bringing Democrats together with Republicans.
You don't hear Oregon Democrat Peter DeFazio say this very often.
I'm with Boehner for once here.
DeFazio says the president should have come to Congress as soon as military action was taken against Libya.
We're obviously well past the 60 days. The president doesn't have authority. I'm all for, coming down on them.
Now, a bipartisan group of 10 lawmakers is suing the president. They say the president violated the Constitution in bypassing Congress and using international organizations like the United Nations and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization to authorize military force. The lawmakers want a judge to issue an order suspending military operations without congressional approval. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
A Prineville woman is recovering after suffering minor injuries from a hit-and-run accident Tuesday morning. The woman was struck mainly by the side-view mirror as she walked along Northeast Laughlin Road around 7 in the morning.
She suffered some pretty good contusions to her back and into her arms when she hit the ground as well. So if you can imagine a vehicle rear-view mirror hitting you in the kidney area from a vehicle going 25, 30 miles an hour at least.
Captain Michael Boyd with the Prineville Police Department says she was taken to Pioneer Memorial Hospital and treated for minor injuries, then released. They're looking for a white sedan that would have damage to the passenger side rear view mirror. Anyone with information is asked to call the Prineville Police Department. Deschutes County Sheriff's deputies are still looking for three Hispanic suspects involved in a home invasion in Lapine. It occurred early Wednesday morning when they broke into a Lapine home, pepper sprayed the owner and held him at gunpoint, then stole firearms and other property. Captain Mark Mills with the Deschutes County Sheriff's Department wants to calm people's fears.
Met our victim at gunpoint. They pepper sprayed him, which incapacitated him. He tried to fight back a little bit, and the gun again came into play.
He wants to calm their fears by reassuring you that he believes this was not a random act. Detectives say that the home was a targeted invasion. Deputies are looking for three suspects, two males and one female, all Hispanic, and all believed to be in their 20s. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden says that GPS devices on your cell phone can lead to an invasion of your privacy. He's sponsoring a bill to lay down new rules. 1110 KBND's John Erickson reports.
Senator Wyden says the courts are ambiguous about whether the Constitution protects the privacy of your GPS.
As we try to race a technological Indy 500, we've got laws that are almost out of the horse and buggy area.
Together with a Utah Republican, Wyden is sponsoring a bill requiring police to get a warrant and preventing companies from selling your location data without your okay. John Erickson, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Some high school dropouts are getting an important second chance. About 125 young men and women just graduated from the Oregon Youth Challenge Program. Board member Dennis Luke says the boot camp type program helps students get diplomas and GEDs, which is a very important step in having a successful life.
Because, I mean, without a high school diploma, most of them were getting really bad grades. Not that they were stupid, they just weren't showing up. And showing up's half the battle. And so we get them to show up, and then they find they can learn and they accomplish things and they get ribbons for their uniforms. And it changes their lives.
The graduation ceremony was held at the Deschutes County Fairground yesterday at 11 a.m. And that is a look at our news for today. If you'd like to hear these stories again or get more information, we invite you to visit our website. That's kbnd.com. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND. Good morning, Central Oregon.